Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPJ Shir number 122. That's Vice Pnimi Joint Shir number 122. In the last Shir, we talked about various relationship essentials addressed to wives, and today we're going to go into the relationship essentials addressed for husbands. Number one, be a man, which means that you have a sacred responsibility to protect your wife, to love her, make her feel loved, and create a home, which takes self-respect, which takes a degree of reaching outside of yourself and your ego, and your courage, resolve, character, hard work. It's not for being cowards. Marriage is not for cowards. It's not for lazy people. It's not for selfish people. And to get out of the childish notions that we have and grow up, and we possess those internal resources it takes to be the healthy partner that your wife needs and your wife deserves. And if you need help from a Rosh Hashiva, from a shul rabbi, or a competent therapist, whatever it does that will take you and bring out those inner resources, you do so. You break your ego and do so to learn to be a good husband. You have it in you. You have to just bring it out and learn those skills. Accept those responsibilities, and that's what makes a man out of you. Ultimately, success in marriage isn't about finding the right woman. It's about becoming the right man. You have to become the right man. So that's number one. To be a man, be responsible, and have the courage to muster all your resources to be the best husband possible in protecting her and loving her. Number two, to make your wife happy. It's a mitzvah, v'simachas ishtai, to make your wife happy. Most mefarshim say that this is referring to the year of Shana Rishayna. But the Sefer Charedim understands this to apply throughout all the years of marriage, not just Shana Rishayna. And he brought down in V'cheskel Sarna that even those that say it's on Shana Rishayna, V'cheskel Sarna said that in our times, in our modern times, the period of Shana Rishayna can last many years, because Shana Rishayna is not a time frame, it's more a state of mind. It's a state before the couple reaches intimate familiarity, which most couples in olden times graduated from after the first year of marriage. But these days it takes longer. So your Shana Rishayna is longer. It's not measured by time, it's measured by the state of mind. So we paskin that it means Shana Rishayna, but the fact that some opinions talk that it's all of times, it's an MS as well. So you as a husband possess an enormous power to set a loving tone in the home, to create a foundation for a secure, happy home, and your wife will react to you and your energy the way you put that energy into the home. Ezer Kenegdai. Ezer Kenegdai. You initiate and the wife responds. You set a loving tone. And one of the best ways to fulfill this rule is to pay attention to your wife and how hard she works on your behalf. Remember that. We forget that. Pay attention to your wife and how hard she works on your behalf. Every man and woman wants to and desperately wishes to be desired, to be loved, and to be treasured. There's a feeling of self-worth in that and importance, which is more vital to us than the air we breathe. A woman especially looks towards her husband for these reassurances. And when he declares his love for her and his appreciation for her, it's more valuable to her than anything else, whether it's her nature to admit it or not. Her hard work is dedicated to her family. She's generally focused on family and home. But if whether your wife does these tasks for you with happiness or chas v'shalom with resentment depends on her husband, that's you, and his recognition of her contributions, and to reciprocate. Do you ignore her hard work because you're distracted by your own work or interests outside of the home? Are you oblivious to the family because you're so self-absorbed in these grandiose dreams of accomplishment in matters that are ultimately meaningless in this world? So one has to be very careful. The Chazon Ish says as follows. that a woman's nature is to derive pleasure from the way her husband cherishes her, and it's on him that her attention is fixed. Therefore, it is incumbent upon him, the husband, to show her love and closeness through an abundance of conversation and appeasement. We're going to talk about this later, that this altar v'sicha imaisha, right, that Pirkei Avos says not to talk even to your own wife excessively, or it doesn't apply to earlier parts of marriage, and it doesn't apply when your wife needs those conversations. Rav Shlomo Wolba brings down that the husband determines his wife's status in the home. A wife does work on behalf of the house wholeheartedly, even simple chores, but she wants to enjoy a regal feeling in her house, an honored status in her husband's eyes and in her children's eyes. So if her husband is appreciative and pays keen attention to her devotions, she'll perceive herself to be valued. And in truth, there's no limit of how grateful a husband should be to his wife. But if a husband does not demonstrate this interest in all our activities, and she's taken for granted with her household activities, more than that, he gets angry at her for every small detail that's not to his liking, then she perceives her self-worth to be demeaned in her own eyes, and she feels like a maid. So your most important duty to your wife is to communicate your love and your appreciation and your recognition of her great worth. This is the main nekuda of what a husband needs to do. Sometimes a woman craves lighthearted intimacy. That's an emotional dimension in her life, more than she desires even material wealth. Don't think that just by providing her a home and possessions or parnasa, although that's a beautiful thing, but that alone does it. No. Your expressions in word, your expressions in deed of your love and affection are more valuable than anything in the world. That is the key. The Nitziv says on Mechilta, the Rishmol, Mishpatim, Ois Gimel, that reason dictates that a husband is obligated to be intimate with his wife. For a woman marries in order to have someone with whom she can be intimate. And due to the fact that she has a husband, she cannot obtain this intimacy anywhere else. Therefore, if a husband withholds intimacy from his wife, he steals the pleasure that is rightfully hers, because she's not a captive, such as he can withhold her pleasures from her. So this is the idea with intimacy. I know stereotypically, men are very interested, women somewhat less so, but it's not always the case. In many cases, the wife does desire it because they desire the emotional to get to the physical. And a husband has to be careful to always provide that for his wife. Your wife's need for reassurance for your love for her is not incidental. It's a fundamental need. And you can't rationalize to yourself, oh, well, I'm not the emotional type. Oh, well, I'm not the expressive type. The Torah makes it a point. You go beyond your innate personality limitations. That's what marriage is anyway about, to work through that and to be more vocal and demonstrative and loving and emotional, because that's what she needs. So that's the idea, not to be wrapped up in just your own interests. Be interested in your wife's activities, not just saying a thank you, but how great supper was. And or with everything else that she does, to keep your eyes and ears open to her and her needs and her individual interest to where she's holding right now. Focus on that. Let her know that she enjoys your attention and interest. So this attitude is the key to a successful marriage and happiness in the home. Rejoice with the wife of your youth. That is the key. Now, The ksuba says, "Ana eflach va'ikive ezin. I will work, I will honor, and I will be mafarnes." Rapam translates it like this: "I will work hard to honor you, and in addition to that, I will also work hard to provide you food. That's mazain, ezin, and material mafarnes." According to Rapam, it goes without saying that a husband must work hard to provide for his wife's material needs, like foods and expenses. Everyone knows that. But the husband might mistakenly think that honoring his wife doesn't require real effort. The ksuba says no. He has to provide for her material needs. I know eflach, but va'aikir, I will honor her. I will honor her. Or you could teach a different way, that there's a connection between v'ano eflach v'oikir and the second half, which is v'afarnes. Because the parnasa bracha comes from the home, the Gemara Bamatzia says. So honoring one's wife produces wealth in the home. So there's a responsibility to support your wife financially, but there's two strategies. How do you do that? How do you support your wife financially? Either you will work, or va'ikir, you honor your wife. Because if you honor your wife, bracha comes from the home. So here you could teach it, no eflach, I will work hard. Va'ikir, I will honor you. Va'ezen of harness, in order to support you material. Because working hard will bring in parnasa, again, relying on Hashem, and knowing this is just a keli, and honoring her will bring parnasa. You honor your wife, the parnasa will grow. Honor your wife and the parnasa will grow. I work hard to honor her, and by doing that, I will be blessed with wealth from heaven that will be able to support you materially. So that's a very, very important aside as well. Another concept, before we go to the other concept, we're just going to elaborate here. We'll do another shiur on some more concepts, and then that will conclude the sefer, is as follows. Very often, husbands especially, don't really emphasize their married life. In all circles of life. Women may not also. And it's hard to reframe it if this is the way we've been living in our culture. Of course, yes, chassan teachers, kala teachers, and going into marriage is a focus on it in that time frame, perhaps. But this deep-seated understanding that your home life is the key to your whole shlemus. Your home life is what determines the person you really are. It's something that we forget, we neglect. And it's something that we need to work on. This concept, make your wife happy, is foreign to a lot of people. Yeah, I'll provide for her, I'll be a mensch. But this concept of really filling her with simcha, doing your best, the best that you can to make her feel wonderful and good, and to do everything you can to talk to her and to cherish her, is something that's not emphasized in this world, in this culture, or even in our own culture. But that concept in the ksuba of ano eflach, I will work va'oikir, I will honor. I will honor va'farnes, and I'll be mafarnes. Bracha v'atzlacha.